I got the homemade drink, praline soup. I got some okra. Yeah, okra. I'm your cold man. Strawberry, strawberry. First peach, first green. Peanuts, walnuts, hickory nuts. I have some okra too. From Miss Mary's backyard, plenty, plenty tomatoes. Pecan, pecan. Blackberry, dewberry. I'm your cold man, cold man. Better look out your window, come outside. You know your junior is coming home soon. You must have his okra. You must have his crowd of feet. Simmering, simmering. Bop, 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 bop. Bop, 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 bop. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm your coal man. Okra. String bean. Okra. Peace.
Hello, hello.
Howdy.
Hello.
What?
Who?
Was
Who's
that a
that?
Third voice?
Who even is that?
I don't know.
We can't even see this person. Where is it coming from?
Who are you, disembodied voice?
My name is Gus.
No way.
I could have guessed. Welcome,
and this
Gus.
Is 91.5 FM. WMFL Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
You're listening to Oz and Ends.
Welcome to the stew, Gus.
Yeah. Thank you very much for having me. Pleasure
Long
to be
time
here.
Listener, first time guest.
Evident by the fact he asked, so what do we do about 30 seconds before we got on air? Yeah. You can tell he's a pro.
Sounds
you can tell
like
he's
you've
listened.
Heard it before.
He cool. knows the rhythm of the show.
Indeed. I'm happy to be here.
Thanks for joining us
yeah.
on this, our last episode of our color series.
Penultimate, you might, or penultimate show. As in
of
general
the, of the spring,
you might say.
Well,
and our ultimate color show.
And this week, our color is ultimate. No, this week, if you've been keeping track, this week is green. Did you do the show last week? You did not.
I well,
you were going to, and you did not.
I was going to, and then I did it at like 10 p.m. I subbed.
Yeah, but
for somebody.
Okay, okay.
So I didn't do the show. If we're being fully honest, I didn't do the show.
And if we're also being fully honest, you did not post it on the sub list. That you were not going to be
there. I was
there.
In a sorry state.
Yeah.
Okay.
I DM'd Alec, the person who had the show before us. He did not see the DM until 2 days later. In any case, we're here and we're green, even though it's quite gray outside. That first song was Okra by Oludara. About fresh produce. I thought that was pretty appropriate for
great
the
choice
for the app.
I enjoyed that.
Should we talk about what green means to us?
Sure. What does it mean to you?
You know, some associations maybe like money, wealth, but also a wealth of, you know, food, nature, but perhaps feeling uneasy and sickness.
Yeah.
It's all of those things.
Wow.
Yeah. Green has a very wide spectrum.
Well, here's an interesting fact about green.
Okay.
The McDonald's in France is green because green represents hope in France. So imagine where you see red, imagine green in the McDonald's sign.
Wait, what?
It's true.
I definitely went to McDonald's in France.
Well,
I do not remember it looking any different.
Well, my professor definitely told me.
I can tell you didn't go to the McDonald's in the Louvre.
Oh yeah.
And I
possibly missed that.
Wow. Yeah, I don't think I thought about the breadth of green's connotations. Yeah. I kind of just went for the nature vibe, the like peaceful outside springtime.
Yeah.
I associate it with hope as well because it's like a new beginning.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We're entering into the green season.
You might say
that went nowhere.
I considered going the uneasy route because I thought feeling green certainly means something.
Mm-hmm.
I thought though maybe our listeners don't want to hear nausea-inducing music.
Right.
But I certainly thought about it. And maybe we'll get there.
Maybe.
Maybe we'll start feeling a little uneasy.
Maybe we'll hear, I'm blue, if I was green, I would die. If I was green, I would die.
Dang, we should have played that on the blue episode.
Yeah.
The thing that kicked off the whole series.
Yeah, that should have been the first and last song of this entire semester.
It brings us full circle.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Should we just keep it rolling?
Yeah, do we have anything that we want to hear up next? We haven't really ordered this in any particular way.
Mm.
What I see next is a song off of, pause for that horn, the new Lemon Twigs album.
Oh, I think that's a great choice.
In the eyes of the girl.
In the eyes of the girl, there is... That's a Hamilton reference.
Okay, so I think we have to hear this, and then we have to hear In the Eye of the Hurricane, there is quiet for just a moment. Okay, without further ado, this is In the Eyes of the Girl by the Lemon Twigs.
In the eye. When she came to me, I felt I'm gonna take myself a piece of sunshine and paint it all over my sky, yeah. Be no rain. For me, yeah. Birds got something to teach us all about being free, yeah.
That was I Think I'll Call It Morning by Gil Scott-Heron.
Those were two really nice songs.
Great choice.
Yeah.
I'm feeling green.
Yeah.
Is that a good thing?
It's a great thing, actually.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Cool. Do we have any takers for what to hear next?
I guess should we just keep going down the playlist? Going rolling, to California?
Going to California by Led Zeppelin, which we did.
We did.
And exactly. It was green as heck.
It
and
was.
Some other colors, but mostly green.
Yeah, that's true.
Very green.
Yeah. And have we mentioned we went to Yosemite? Valley? Cool. All right. Let's hear it.
Let's do it.
Spend my days with a woman unkind, smoke my stuff and drink all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start, going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers. Yeah. my chances on a big jet plane. Never let them tell you that we're all the same. Oh, the sea was red and the sky was gray. I wondered how tomorrow could ever follow today. Mountains and the canyons start to tremble and shake. The children of the sun begin. Watch out. It seems that the wrath of the gods got a punch on the nose and it started to flow. I think I might be sinking. Throw me a line if I reach it in time. Meet you up there and the path runs straight a queen without a king. They say she plays guitar and cries and sings. La la la. Ride a white mare in the footsteps of doom, trying to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on the hill in the mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard, hard, hard as it seems. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
we just heard Going to California by Led Zeppelin, and after that, Enchanted Mirror by Luis Bonfa.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, that's like one of the best songs I've ever heard.
Yeah,
I agree. It's, cool. It is the best song ever.
Gus had a spiritual moment during that.
I think the vibes are green, but I chose it because the album cover is pretty iconic and green.
Yeah.
That seems to be the theme that we're actually not
well,
going.
This has been the theme of the whole series, is we're less synesthetic than we thought we were, and it's usually just based on the album cover or subject matter.
I will say that the Spotify background of this playlist is white.
Oh.
We've noticed this feature that it takes like a hue on the, like, you know how it does the first four songs in the album, in the playlist preview thing?
Mm-hmm.
It takes like a dominant hue and makes it the background of the playlist.
Right.
And we've gone 5 for 5 before this with it being the right color. Oh.
Mine is brown.
Well, that's weird.
White is sunlight, brown is soil. Because our first four songs were all basically... They cultivate green.
Photosynthesis.
Cool. Yeah. So we've gone through 5 songs at this point, and I think we're back to a Gus pick. You want to intro this?
Yeah, we can do... Oh, you put it... Waters of March is by some, I mean, the song before inspired this, which is like sort of like the new bossa nova wave. Have you heard it?
No, but the second artist on this, May Simones, is dating a kid I went to high school with.
Oh, no way.
What? Yeah.
Awesome.
The shout out Micah Rubin.
Okay, get it on here. Do you think he deserves it?
They're both incredible musicians, so.
What is Micah?
Sorry?
Micah? What does Micah play?
He's a drummer.
That's awesome.
In the Brazen Youth, if you guys have heard of that band.
No.
Nope.
Yeah, they're not making it quite as big as May Simones.
Okay, cool. Well, with that, let's hear it.
A stick, a stone, it's the end of the road. It's the rest of a stump, it's a little alone. It's a sliver of glass, it is life, it's the sun. It is night, it is death, it's a trap, it's a gun. The oak when it blows,
a fox in the brush.
The knot of the wood,
the song of a thrush.
The wood of the wing,
a cliff, a fall.
A scratch,
a lump, it is nothing at all. It's the wind blowing free, it's the end of the slope.
It's a bean, it's a void, it's a hunch, it's a hope.
And the riverbank talks of the waters of March. It's the end of all strain, it's the joy in your heart.
The foot, the ground,
the flesh and the bone.
The beat of the road,
the slingshot stone.
In a truckload of bricks,
in the soft morning light.
The shot of a gun,
in the dead of the night.
A mile,
a must,
a thrust,
a bump,
it's a girl,
it's a run,
it's a cold,
it's the mumps,
the plan of the house,
the body in bed,
and the car that got stuck,
it's the mud, it's the mud, a float,
a drift,
a flight,
a wing,
a cock,
a quail,
the promise of spring, and the riverbank talks of the waters of March, it's the promise of life, it's the joy in your heart.
A point, a grain,
a beat, a bite,
a blink, a buzzer,
sudden stroke of night,
a pin,
a needle,
a sting,
a pain,
a snail,
a riddle,
a wasp,
a stain, and the riverbank talks of the waters of March. It's the promise of life, it's the joy in your heart.
It
is me,
a fish,
a flash, a silvery glow, and the riverbank talks of the waters of March. It's the promise of life in your heart,
a psycho,
sycophant,
a ram,
a rape,
a goat,
a lamb,
a siren,
a scream,
the ocean.
ocean,
the sand,
a friend,
a car,
a car,
a crash,
my hand,
a flat,
a cloud,
a storm,
a star,
a wave,
a charm,
a future,
a song,
a snake,
a stick, a stone, the end of the road, it's the rest of the stone, a lonesome road, it's a sliver of glass, a life, a sun, the night, the death, the end of the run.
Thank you.
What was that?
That was Pravda. It's just the Russian word for truth by Vampire Weekend.
Wow.
That's deep.
Yeah.
I like that. Why is that green?
It just, I don't know. I feel like we've been doing a lot of guitars on mm-hmm. this episode, kind of plucky guitar songs.
Yeah.
And I just really like the guitar in that
I
song.
Feel like we've learned a lot about the connotations of guitar effects on this
episode
in this semester.
What do you mean by that?
That orange is
yeah.
like driven.
Yeah.
Like,
red was bass heavy. So
yeah.
Yeah. Maybe mm-hmm. not as many guitars.
Yellow was even a little more jangly.
Yeah.
Which is a word we invented.
Okay.
Purple is just synths.
Yes.
So like anything okay. that sounds like super electronic.
Yeah.
Blue is acoustic.
Blue is definitely acoustic.
And so is green a little bit.
Yep.
Because you play a guitar outside when it's nice out.
Everyone does that.
That's true.
All right. What you got for us?
So I have a public service announcement. Mystic River Reservation PSA. Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but the spectacular open outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford. From the Tufts campus, it's just a 4-block walk west to get to a trail along the Mystic River Reservation. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, so be careful there.
Is that the parkway?
Probably.
There you go. The Mystic River, whatever it's called, parkway.
You can walk, run, jog, bike, play tennis, and picnic. Or bring your own gear to have fun in the grassy fields. The Tufts Bacow Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5-mile trek, mostly along the Mystic River.
But don't swim there.
Very dangerous.
Do not swim there.
And a little less than a mile further up, the Shannon Beach on the upper Mystic Lake provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming.
You can swim there.
Yeah. Experience nature with all sorts of her gorgeous trees, grass, geese.
What?
Ducks. Hawks.
A bird watcher wrote this.
Are you just riffing?
Rabbits.
Is this on there?
Chipmunks.
You're making this up.
No, this is real.
No way.
This is on the paper.
Rabbits. They're everywhere.
Plus even turtles and eagles.
Those can't belong together.
any other animals to add?
Coyotes.
I once saw a bald eagle at the reservoir.
We did just say that, but you know.
You saw a bald eagle?
I saw a bald eagle. Did Whoa. You say that?
I said eagles.
That's different.
When I think of eagle, I think of the bald kind.
And yeah, that's because you're patriotic.
Yeah.
That's Amen, you love brother. America.
Yes, I do.
I don't think I've ever seen a regular eagle, but I probably have, and I haven't thought that it's an eagle.
A golden eagle?
Mm.
Is that the ones with brown on their head?
Sometimes gold, too.
That makes sense. That's awesome.
Improve your physical and mental health.
Turkey vultures?
Nice. Turkeys?
Turkeys?
Those aren't eagles.
No, but they are. You asked for more animals.
Oh, right.
Humans?
Oh.
Right.
All right.
What's the difference, anyways?
No.
You know, why didn't we say that first?
Exactly.
I would probably see more humans than many other people.
Mm.
Many other animals.
You're just so much more aware than everyone.
Right.
You're the outcast. Okay.
Wait, I'm not done.
Oh, sorry, continue.
It's all free for you to enjoy every single day of the year along the nearby Mystic River Reservation.
Voles, too. And moles.
Voles and moles.
Nice. Just trying to cover
What about
all the
bases. Insects? We didn't talk about the insects and arachnids.
Cicadas. Grasshoppers.
Sure.
Worms.
Well, yeah, it's a good one.
Ants.
We saw ants in the lower... campus
they were
center
eating
today.
A muffin.
They were eating a pistachio
on the
muffin
floor. In the campus
or matcha
center?
Muffin.
Yeah, it depends.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
I have ants in my house.
Really?
Yeah. We're sort of at war with them right now.
Is it a constant war, or is it?
I mean, it wasn't this bad in the fall, but they seem to have come back with a vengeance after we killed three colonies. And now they're sort of popping up everywhere, even though we have traps.
Have you seen this video
of a lot of corners of the house?
People dumping cement down like an ant hole, ant hill, ant whatever.
That seems mean. Right?
No, but then they like get rid of all the dirt, and it's insane the shape that it
has created.
Oh,
yeah. It's really cool.
I think I've heard or seen.
Yeah.
But also don't have done that to the ants.
Yeah, I'm not going to do
that.
Sorry? I wouldn't
don't
be.
Have done, don't have done that.
I will not have done that.
Cool. Well, thanks for that public service announcement. I feel so much more informed about how to get to the Mystic River.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all a beautiful, right.
Should we hear some
place.
More music? Or should
Let's
we?
Do it.
Okay. And then maybe we'll get to a segment in a bit.
Sure.
I can't all wait. Right.
This is going to be... Ease Your Feet in the Sea by Belle and Sebastian, who I just saw at the Orpheum.
Whoa.
Is that true? Yes, at the Orpheum.
Wow.
It was one of the best concerts I've ever been to.
Whoa.
It was really fun.
Okay.
I highly recommend seeing them. They put on a good show.
Yeah.
And they took...
they've still got it.
They took requests in real time.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
What did people request?
Like Dylan in the Movies, which was fun because I've performed that song before, and my friend Jack was also there, and we looked at each other when that song played, and it was a beautiful moment.
Wow.
And what else did people request? I don't know. I think that's the only request that happened.
Was it a seated show?
It was a seated show, and they made a note of the fact that we were the only, or one of the only, and like the first on their tour. Seated venues.
And people stayed seated throughout the concert?
Well, Veronica and I were in the back row of the entire venue.
Mm.
So we were standing.
Nice.
And he was talking about how everyone's sitting. And then this guy who was also standing up in our row all the way in the corner yelled, "We're standing back here!" And then he acknowledged him and it was nice. And then people stood up and were dancing.
That's Yay. Cool.
Yeah, it was really... And they had like people dance on stage.
Wow.
It was really fun.
Cool.
It does seem weird to like...
It was the wrong venue.
Yeah. It's like we saw Billy Strings at sort of a theater, but nobody was sitting.
No. Yeah. This, for all intents and purposes, should have been at Roadrunner or something similar.
Yeah. Interesting.
Well, Ease Your Feet into this. Oh my God. I keep getting it wrong. Ease Your Feet in the Sea. I chose this because it's on off their Green album, The Boy with the Arab Strap. All right.
Maybe if I shut my eyes, you tried, the sign was clear that you were not going anywhere, anywhere. Save for a falling down, save for a falling down. Anywhere, anywhere. Save for a falling down, everything.
Thank you. Yeah.
That was Adrian Linker's Vampire Weekend. Oh my god. Vampire Empire. I literally cannot separate those concepts in my mind.
That's an awesome song.
Yeah. It is a great song.
Why did you choose that version?
Because I had a memory of one of the first really nice days of this spring, laying on Preslon and listening to that album in the sun, and it was really lovely.
It's beautiful.
I would like to direct everyone to the original version of that. which is the
Mary.
Which is the Big Thief version.
And you prefer that version.
I prefer that version.
I feel like the jury was out on that. Like you had not decided which one you liked more right off the bat. Or is that not true?
I don't know. I don't prefer it like so much, but like I just like the how there's more dynamics in that song.
Yeah, but this I one's agree. Sort of it's like more emotional than this somehow.
Yeah.
Like there's more of a climax in that song.
Right.
And I will say though, like as more of a technical thing, like that version, there's some words that get omitted for like, I don't know why, like the sake of the energy.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And hearing this one makes me appreciate the other one more because now I know what the lyrics.
Yeah.
Yeah. So listen to them one after the other and make a decision for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Listener.
Do it.
Yeah. Okay, we got about 9 minutes left.
Okay.
How should we use that time? Do you want to hear your two songs back to back?
That could be fun. I feel bad monopolizing a whole... We're going to be doing 3 songs of mine in a row.
Go for it.
Would you want to go for one, maybe? We can each try to fit one song in?
Let's do that.
Never mind.
Okay.
Wait, we've played this.
We've heard that on the radio.
Did we play that for a color episode?
No, I don't think so.
Hmm.
Do you want to do a description?
Sure.
All right. By
Elia y Elizabeth.
Okay.
Tu cabellera brillaba con el sol. Tus verdes ojos con la luz del amor. A tú. Y tu sonrisa reía más que el mar. Tu respirar era como olas sin parar. A tú. Y tus oídos sentían el cantar. Tú. Tu dulce rostro mirando al mar. Descalzo sentado en la arena, con tu camisa canela. Oh, 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 tú. Tu pelo lo elevaba el viento, al igual que tu pensamiento. Oh, 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 tú. Tus manos tocaban las olas, querías cogértelas todas. Oh, 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 tú. Tú. Tu cabellera brillaba con el sol. Tus verdes ojos con la luz del amor. A tú. Y tu sonrisa reía más que el mar. Tú. Tu respirar era como olas sin parar. A tú. Y tus oídos sentían el cantar. Tú. Tu dulce rostro mirando al mar.
um soluçar de dor no canto do Brasil. Um lamento triste sempre ecoou desde que um índio guerreiro foi pro cativeiro e de lá cantou. Negro entoou um canto de revolta pelos ares do quilombo dos palmares, onde se refugiou. Fora a luta dos inconfidentes pela quebra das correntes, nada adiantou. E de guerra em paz, de paz em guerra, todo povo dessa terra, quando pode cantar, canta de dor.
This has been Oz and Ends, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you all for joining us this week. We'll be back next week with our ultimate Oz and Ends semester show. Thanks for sticking with us for this color wheel. We really enjoyed it. Thank you to Gus.
Having me.
Say it again.
Thank you very much for having me.
Say something.
Thanks for also having me.
The co-host. All right.
We'll for 4 years.
Three. We'll see you guys next week. Enjoy the rest of this one and maybe the first part of another song. Bye-bye.